Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of the program. My website is crosstheborder.org. And we're going through Leviticus here. We've just opened up chapter 12. We're at let's just pick it up from verse 1 and see what we have here. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of separation. For her infirmity she shall be unclean. And basically that means that after a woman has a child, that they're not to be engaging in sexual activity. I mean, that's the way I would take it, that they're not to share their bed with a man, and neither is a man to go into a woman for 7 days. Okay, it says here, in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And of course that was the law of circumcision. That was the covenant that was given to Abraham, and of course became the covenant with the children of Israel, that on the eighth day, if it was a man or a boy, the foreskin would be circumcised. And then it says, and then she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 3 and 30 days. So you had 40 days, basically. If you have 8 days, 7 days, on the eighth day the child is circumcised, and then you continue for 3 and 30 days, that would be 40 days after the child is born. She shall touch no hallowed thing. She shall not come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. If she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue with the blood of her purifying 3 score and 6 days, 2 weeks and 3 score and 6 days. So basically it's 40 days after the birth that she is to remain separated. That's called the days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and unto the priest, who shall bear it before Yahuwah and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath borne a male or a female. Chapter 12, verse 8. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles and 2 young pigeons, and I'm sure that's 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and 1 for the burnt offering and the other for the sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean. And that's the entire chapter 12 is 8 verses. Okay, chapter 13. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have the skin of his flesh, a raising, a scab, or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of the sons of the priests, and the priest shall look on it, look on the plague of the skin of his flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. So this was the way they determined the leprosy, the biblical leprosy. It would turn the hair white on that spot, and they could see that it was deeper than just the surface. A surface rash or something. So when the priests determined that it was leprosy, they would pronounce them unclean. If the bright spot be white on the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague 7 days. So you're to be quarantined 7 days to see what would happen. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague at his sight be at stay, and the plague spread not, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark, the plague spread not in his skin. The priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. So it would take them 2 weeks if you were afraid you had leprosy and it turned out not to be leprosy. It would cost you 2 weeks of your life while they determined. But this is the law, really, of quarantine, to take care of disease by quarantine. But if the scab spread and much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again, and the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. But when the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, the rising of the white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. So he's not going to put him in a temporary quarantine. And if the leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, the leprosy have covered all his flesh. He shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Or if the raw flesh be turn again and be changed into white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. So apparently this leprosy, or if it be whatever the actual type of leprosy or plague it is, as long as it's an open sore, that it can be spread. So you needed to be quarantined. But once it healed, then you would come back if it healed, and they would pronounce you clean. The flesh also, in which even the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed. And the place of the boil, there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. If the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look on it, and behold, the hair, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is leprosy broken out of the burning, whereof the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, it be no lower than the other skin, it be somewhat dark, and then the priest shall shut him up for 7 days, and the priest shall look upon him the seventh day. If it be spread much abroad in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in its place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark and the rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head or upon the beard, then the priest shall see that the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it yellow, thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. If it is a dry scurf, a leprosy upon the head or the beard, And if the priests look upon the plague of the scurf, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there be no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that has the plague of the scurf 7 days. And the seventh day the priest shall look upon the plague, and behold, the scurf spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scurf be not in sight deeper than the skin. He shall be shaven, but the scurf he shall not shave. And the priest shall shut him up that has the scurf 7 days more. And I guess if you were a dermatologist or something, a lot of this would make sense to you. But so we're in Leviticus chapter 13, verse 42. And if there be in the bald head, or in the bald forehead, a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in the bald head, or his bald forehead. And if the priest shall look upon it, and behold, the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head, or in the bald forehead, it, as the leprosy appeareth unto the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague in his is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. So they were to cover their mouth to their upper lip, so that I'm guessing, so that whatever microorganisms were in their breath, or that were spread in the air by their breathing, would be stayed somewhat by the covering over their mouth. Basically, that's what they were wearing, a covering over their mouth. And they had to let people know that they were unclean so that they could go around them, so that they would not catch what they had. Now, this all seems, without the knowledge of microbes, microorganisms, and germs, and how we know that all these things are spread, all of this would seem somewhat superstitious in times past. But we realize today that our Heavenly Father, who gave this word, 3,000-4,000 years ago, yes, almost 3,000 years ago thereabouts, gave this word when we had no microscopes, we had no knowledge of microorganisms other than what he gave us in his word here. It all makes sense now. Of course, I don't know. Why wouldn't the Heavenly Father tell them about the microorganisms? Why wouldn't he tell them that there are little bugs that are so small that they can't see them? You know, try to explain this to them. Just think what that kind of knowledge would do to people who didn't understand it. And you can quickly imagine where that would go. Some people would be so afraid of the microorganisms. Some would deify the microorganisms and turn them into idols and gods. Yeah, it was better just to tell the people what to do and let them come to the understanding on their own terms. But now we know that this wasn't just a superstitious thing going on that some men made up, that there was a knowledge here that goes beyond what men could find out with the tools that they had then. They couldn't find these things out. So he was to cover his mouth and cry, unclean, unclean, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him. He shall be defiled, he is unclean, and he shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. So they had to separate, they had to quarantine people who had these plagues of leprosy and whatever other plague. They didn't send someone out until it was determined. They would put you alone. They would quarantine you to determine whether you had the plague first, because they didn't want to send people who didn't have the plague out into the population that did have the plague outside the camp. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall be his habitation. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is on, whether it be woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be the warp, the woof, the linen, the woolen, whether it is in the skin or in anything made of skin, If the plague is a greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy. It shall be showed unto the priest. If the priest shall look upon the plague and shut it up, that it hath the plague 7 days, he shall look on the plague on the 7th day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp, the woof, the skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn the garment, whether warp or woof or woolen or in linen or in anything of the skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. So we have different types of plagues, and leprosy seems to be a blanket term for types of plagues of the skin and the spreading. Perhaps they have these viruses, these flesh-eating viruses and things like that. That's what it sounds like, that we don't allow people to run around with open sores in public. I mean, if you see someone running around with open sores in public, you're going to stay away. But these are the type of things that we have treated right away. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague is not spread in the garment, neither in the warp, the woof, or anything of the skin, the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague, and he shall shut up 7 days more. And if the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, the plague have not changed its colors, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it with fire, and it is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And here we're talking about clothing when we say skin. And it shall still appear in the garment, either the warp or the woof or anything of skin. It is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. Leviticus chapter 13 and verse 58. And the garment, either warp or woof or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and it shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either of warp or of woof or of anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Chapter 14, Leviticus. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priests, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take him, that is to be cleansed, 2 birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. That's almost a beautiful ceremony. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. So he's not to go into his tent for 7 days. He's supposed to stay out, cleansed for 7 days. And it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave his hair off again, his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off. He shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. So this is the ritual for returning back into the camp, turning back into your household, into the tent of your household, is to come into the, to wash yourself before you come into the camp, but to stay outside of your house for 7 days, and then after the 7 days you go through all the cleansing again. And okay, where are we now? Oops, pressed the wrong button. Okay, Leviticus chapter 14 and verse 10. And on the eighth day he shall take two lambs without blemish and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before Yahuwah at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as a sin offering is the priest's, so is a trespass offering, it is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed. And if you'll remember, we went through all of this prior. And we're going into a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.